paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. And we do try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And you can visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane for expert advice on supplements. And Village Green is your resource for questions about your health, and they do carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. Now, we have an interesting topic. New York Times bestseller book, Drop 7 Foods, Lose 7 Pounds, Just 7 Days by J.J. Virgin. And we are very fortunate to have J.J. on the show today. She's one of the nation's foremost fitness and nutrition expert, an accomplished public speaker and media personality, and she's had 25 years in the health and fitness industry, the past 10 years in holistic nutrition and functional medicine. So, JJ, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about your background and your interests and what you do. It's very interesting, and then we'll get into the diet.
You know, I grew up outside of Berkeley, California, and I've always been athletic, and I've always been into nutrition, and growing up there makes it easier. I mean, you don't have to have a movement called farm to table there. That's like what it is, you know? So some of these things that people talk about, I'm like, well, you know, that's just how we live. So I realized early on, I actually went to UCLA on a theater scholarship, but I got into the nutrition and fitness side of things and never looked back. And I kind of realized quickly that what we were doing and what I was being taught in graduate school, which is, you know, eat less, exercise more, was just a total bomb, you know? I mean, it just was ridiculous, and it wasn't working. And it's hard to run a business and give people poor results. They don't come back to you. So I really wanted to figure out what was it? If we could then decide, since what I was doing, which was eat less, exercise more, and cut the fat and go more vegan, if that was not working well, what was it that we needed to do? And I just started searching for answers. I mean, I have jumped more graduate schools to try to find information. I think of like 6 or 7 now graduate and doctoral programs and conferences, just digging out the information. And it really comes down to understanding what the messages are to your body, what's telling your body to burn fat and have great energy and be able to think straight, and what's telling your body to get inflamed and crave things and have headaches. And I think what's so upsetting to me is so many of the things that we complain about, headaches and joint pain and constipation, people just think are normal. That's just normal. And, you know, what if those things weren't normal at all? They were actually symptoms of a poor diet and poor lifestyle.
Excellent. You said that very well. It's a good capsule. And I must say, you have, what, 40 graduate courses or more? I think you stopped counting.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you stop counting because it's like enough. Right? My mom's like, get a degree, honey. Just get something.
Well, you're a certified nutrition specialist, and that board is one of the more difficult ones.
Yes, it is. That was, yeah. But I loved that. The review course was fascinating.
So isn't it? Yes, yeah, I've done awesome. The review course with people, and it's a great teaching tool to just take that review course for the certification. But you're also certified as a certified health and fitness instructor with other advanced certifications in nutrition, personal training, and aging, and board certified in holistic nutrition. So you really cover the gamut there, and I want to let our members know you're a member of Mensa. So it's good to have you talking to us. Let's get started on food intolerances versus food allergies. What's the difference? I think you can tell tell our listeners this quite well.
Well, you know, I took some poetic license on all of that because I think when we start to look at like a food allergy is a rare thing. That's the peanuts on the plane that you can't open because someone has a peanut allergy. And that's an immune response that's extreme and quick. And that's really not what I'm talking about, although those are becoming more and more common for a lot of the reasons that, you know, we also have food sensitivities. I look at food intolerance in three different ways. I look at genetics, I look at hormones, and I look at immune issues. And the challenge is there's no single test that can look at all of those things. And when you put all those together, it's rare to find someone who doesn't have some kind of intolerance. Like with food sensitivities, it's really a marker of the integrity of your gastrointestinal system. And it turns out everything from gluten and fructose, like if you're, you know, really trying to have the whole wheat, whole grain muffins and you're using agave in your coffee, those things could be damaging your gut, making it more leaky, opening up the tight junctions and allowing you to have more reactions to food. And generally, the foods that are most reactive are these foods that we eat every day in an effort to be healthy. So those low-grade food sensitivities that are an immune response, hormonal issues, again, anyone who eats too much sugar, and that's actually going to be my next book because people are so confused, and that because that can mean you're eating too much fruit. You know, when you have a food guide pyramid that says eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, I conclude that most people would think 5 bananas would be perfect.
Yes.
You know? Right?
Exactly.
So, and then there's the genetic issues. And what's so weird about the genetic issues, when you look at like lactose intolerance and celiac disease, which is extreme gluten intolerance, and then basic gluten intolerance, these are so common and just ignored. You know, I can't tell you how many people I've caught with celiac who for 30 years have had this issue and no one's ever checked. And I just don't get it. You know?
Well, you know, the celiac issue is one that I've dealt with adults, but also children. I work with children on the autism spectrum, and they are screened for that in the traditional evaluations now, which made me very happy. But not all of the children have celiac, but a certain percentage of those that have the gluten intolerance have the celiac. And I'm a fan of the gene test. But the downside is that gene test, about 20% of people that have no apparent celiac will have the gene. And so they call it a false reading. And I don't think it is. I've asked the experts. I said, I'll guarantee you those people have autoimmunity, allergies, intolerances, fatigue, skin conditions. And I was talking to one of the experts, nurse practitioner, and I said, just think about this. Does anyone study the outliers, that 20%? Because those outliers are very interesting. And I said, why not look at other than the GI lesions? Can't someone have celiac, have brain fog, have autoimmune problems? And the reason I say this, JJ, is this is what I've learned. When a child is diagnosed with celiac, naturally, they start looking at the gene. And many of the family members that have the gene don't necessarily have a positive biopsy, and their blood work may not even show that they've got celiac. But they get better when they go off gluten.
Oh, but you can't do it that way because it's only conclusive if there's a biopsy. Don't you love that? I had one client who
yes.
She was eating like she was a dancer, eating like a pig. And so they all assumed she was not eating like a pig, she was lying, and she was anorexic. And in reality, she had such bad gluten intolerance. And when we discovered it and pulled it out, I mean, she knew immediately. And if we put it back in, she would get sick. And the doctor wanted to test her. The doctor said, listen, you've got to eat it for a couple weeks, so when we test, you'll show up with the antibodies. I go, you don't need to test because you already know that when you eat it, you hurt. What more do we need to know?
You
Is
know,
that not it, enough?
I couldn't agree more with you on this. And the gene test does not require exposure. The gene is the gene, or the,
right.
you know, the gene
sequence.
Well, that
should just be standard at birth. Everyone's tested for those things. But, you know, it gets to a bigger question of, I think with gluten you're really looking at, so should you keep it out 100% and be hypervigilant because you have a risk towards autoimmune disease, or you've got the genetic markers? Or should you keep it out 95%? Because I don't believe anyone, and I'm in a bold statement, gluten's not a healthy food. If we were back eating einkorn wheat and, you know, we were actually doing things correctly, maybe, even then I'd kind of question it, but certainly not the way things are now.
Of course, especially Roundup Ready wheat. I mean, we've mutated our foods. It's very interesting. Alessio Fasano's article, which was in Scientific American, and it was about 4 years ago, but he said something very interesting. To get celiac, he says you need the gene, you need exposure to gluten, and you need a leaky gut. And his opinion is that everybody's got a leaky gut, and he was really the first physician, scientist, researcher to come out and actually use that term as a term. It's enhanced intestinal permeability. And I found that very interesting. My opinion is, and this is just, you know, off the top of my head and from my experience, is that even if your gut is intact, the gluten will eventually
break it down. Yeah, that's what it does because of the whole zonulin release.
Right.
If you look at, but I mean, honestly, so we know that stress creates transient permeability, fructose creates permeability, gluten creates permeability, bad gut microbiome creates problems with permeability, artificial sweeteners. So when you start to look at all this stuff, you go, well, I mean, honestly, I rarely see someone who has really good GI. I just
true
just don't see it. You know,
yeah, it's the number one over the counter sales or all kinds of over the counter products for anything of throughout the GI tract.
Right. That then make them all worse, like block the acid and, you know, they just make it worse.
Yes. If our car made as much noise as our guts do, we would be very concerned.
That's a great quote.
Yeah, I kind of like that concept. Well, you mentioned about the food allergies not really being the main issue, and they're not. I think less than 5% of what I call food reactions, just a generic term.
And people know they have those. You know,
yes.
That's the thing. It's like, do you really need to test if you eat something and you get hives or you go into anaphylactic shock? No, you know you have that. It's the low-grade stuff that you're going to the store to buy the pain medication for or the, you know, acid blockers for. That's the issue.
Yes. Well, we're going to talk more about this in the next segment. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information from J.J. Virgin on her New York Times bestseller, Drop 7 Foods, Lose 7 Pounds, Just 7 Days.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Want to save money on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other healthcare needs? Then visit Village Green Apothecary during the big summer sale. Now through July 17th, you can save big on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on the popular Top Quality Pathway brand. Save 25% on other supplements, and save 20% on body care products. At Village Green, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle. Stop by Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale, 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at MyVillageGreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And we do try to bring you a lot of good information about you and your health and the health of your family. We're here every Sunday, and you can tune in next Sunday at the same time, 10 a.m., for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. And we'll continue our discussion with J.J. Virgin. We're talking about the concept of her book, Drop 7 Foods, Lose 7 Pounds, Just 7 Days. And we've been talking about the rarity of true allergies, food allergies, but the more important subject of food intolerances. So let's continue with that and the GI tract especially.
Ooh, my favorite. I just totally geeked out at a medical conference I was speaking at, and one of the speakers, who's a pal of mine, did everything on the gut microbiome, and I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever. And if you're not sure what I mean by that, I know you are, but list for our listeners, it's really the balance of good gut bacteria to bad gut bacteria, and it's another area of weight loss resistance. I had one client who couldn't lose weight, 40 pounds overweight, and it was because she had too much bad gut bacteria and was extracting more calories from the food she was eating and storing as fat. I think one of the most exciting areas of nutrition in this next 5 years is going to be the gut and, you know, looking at the integrity of the gut, because food sensitivities and these reactions to food are really just a symptom of, you know, your gut gone haywire and, you know, having bad gut bacteria and candida and not having enough of the good healthy gut bacteria, which means you're going to affect your energy, how well you can use your food for fuel, your joint pain, how fast you age. Everything happens here in your immune system. So it really is where we really should start. And when I wrote The Virgin Diet, my whole point was to help as many people as quickly as possible, because I know when you don't see results fast at this point, I don't blame anyone. You're like, well, heck with it. I've tried so many different things, and none of them have worked. And
yes.
So I wanted to give people a tool that they could use so within the first 7 days they'd go, oh, my gosh, I had not just the weight loss, because what I like to say is people come in for the weight loss, but I just read 250 stories about the program because we're getting ready to launch the cookbook, so we had a contest. And it's over and over and over again, I heard, I really came in for my health. You know, I wanted to lose weight, but that was really a side effect. It was really the energy, the joint pain, the gas and bloating. And, you know, if you can change those things quickly, and one of the things we haven't, you kind of mentioned a little bit, but one of the reasons this works so well is it really pulls out all the genetically modified foods. And, you know, probably the biggest reason we have the gut problems going on is because of what genetically modified foods do to the gut, which is just frightening. And
yes, you know, it's certainly not innocent. And this effort to not label that is
oh my
very
God.
Concerning.
So obscene, isn't it?
It is. It is. And you know, they're honest about the reason. They say it's because if we label it, people will suspect it and not buy the food, and it's actually very safe. And I thought, yeah, they want to keep the public ignorant because people
yeah.
will say, well, what is genetically modified? Maybe I need to know, is that good or bad? And look it up, and you don't have to have a PhD to be able to read the science on this and understand that it's not good. So I like this whole idea you have. I know on TLC you were in a reality series, Freaky Eaters.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us just a little bit about that.
You know, when I first saw that, I was like, oh, you know, really, guys? But then I thought, this is a perfect show to be on. Because first of all, one of the challenges with health shows on TV is they can be boring. And so you always have to think of how to make things fun and exciting and visual and all that. Otherwise, people won't tune in. But I think the big message of the show and why I wanted to do it and felt it was so valuable was these were people, the definition of a freaky eater was someone who was totally hooked on a specific food or eating behavior, and it was getting in the way of their life, in the way of their family, of their, you know, their finances, their health. And what we did was basically go into an intervention and then quickly turn them around by, and it's very similar to what I do in the Virgin Diet, pulling those out but replacing what they were doing with better habits, some food habits, some lifestyle habits. And I kept thinking to myself, and this is what we started to see with the show, is people watching the show then would go, ah, if that person who's lived on French fries since they were a baby could start eating broccoli, I can do this. I can do this. And that's what I wanted to see. I wanted people to feel empowered. The thing that upsets me the most out there in the world of health is that I feel like people have lost their hope. They've tried everything. They're trying so hard. You know, we've got a whole land of, I just did all the stats again on for a lecture on being overweight and obese. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And that's just a sign of having, you know, of all the health issues. And it's not because people aren't trying, and it's not because people aren't studying. I mean, what I keep seeing is people becoming more food aware, more sophisticated in their knowledge, but they're following the wrong information, and so they've just given up. And what if you could watch a show or read a book and put some things in place, simple things, simple, and that's more most important too, and start to feel totally different and get your hope back? You know, because when you try everything and it doesn't work, you just kind of go, I guess I'm just destined to feel this rotten. I'm destined to be overweight. And that just breaks my heart.
Well, that's why I like your approach. Talk about the seven foods that you consider to be the most problematic.
Okay. And these foods wasn't, you know, people like, how did you come up with those? I go, well, I didn't come up with those. I was working all over the country helping doctors put nutrition into their practice, doing these overcoming weight loss resistance seminars. So I was seeing a lot of people all over the place. And I kept seeing, we were using food sensitivity testing in the offices as a way to get people compliant on the diet and to really shift things like gas and bloating and joint pain and headaches quickly. But the side effect, I saw two things, always, two major things. Number one, it was always the same foods, always. And then number two, when we pulled these foods out, they had, besides all of those issues I talked about, they lost weight. And they always did. So I was like, wow, you know, this really should just become the foundation of a weight loss and health program. And then after you put them on this, and then you start to say, okay, what else, you know, do you still have issues with? Do we need to work on your sleep, or do we need to work on your stress or detox you or whatever? But for so many people, this would do so much for them that it actually did enough, or at least it got them back into the mindset of, I can be different, where they'd given up. So it really became the spark.
Well, the experience, you know, patients don't lie in the way they present themselves. In other words, when you listen to the patient's symptoms, you listen to what they eat, and you said something earlier, I like if somebody catches me at a party and says, I'm just feeling lousy. I said, until I can see you, just do this. What do you love, and what can you not do without? And usually it's gluten's milk products.
It's whatever it is. That's the one. That's your kryptonite.
And yes.
For these seven foods, again, it were the things that were showing up the most in testing. They also tend to be some of the most genetically modified foods. So soy and corn, some of the most genetically modified foods. I saw in testing, eggs and dairy showed up the most in food sensitivity testing. Different type of testing for gluten, but 90% of the people I pull off gluten notice a major difference. 90%. Notice a difference.
So would you say that that's the major one, the gluten?
If I were going to pick the major ones, and here's the thing, I don't understand why we need to test these things. I think the best test is your body's chemistry lab, because you've got hormonal issues, you've got genetic issues, and you've got immune issues. There's no single test. And by the way, you could test today, go through a traumatic experience, go through stress, and next week it's different. So you don't, it's not static. You don't test once and you know where you're at. These things change as you go. So that's the other side of it too. The top three, really, gluten, dairy, and soy were the ones, but eggs are a huge one for a couple different reasons. I do find people, once they heal their gut and they eat pastured eggs, they can bring them back in. Thank God, because I think eggs are a great food. But then, you know, if you really look at what's undermining our health here, and my whole next book is on sugar. You know, sugar is another biggie that we got to look at and talk about. can't put that one under the rug. So really, when I went through the top seven, gluten, dairy, eggs, soy, corn, peanuts, sugar, artificial sweeteners, there really wasn't something I could pull out of there. They all had to be there.
Right, right. And let's talk about the sugar versus the artificial sweeteners. It's very hard, isn't it, to convince people that the artificial sweeteners are a problem. I've had people say, look, it says zero calories. How can that put weight on me?
Because calories aren't the only thing creating. You can have someone gain weight because they're going through menopause. That's not a calorie thing.
That's right.
You can have someone gain weight because they've gone under a tremendous amount of stress and now it turned chronic. So if it was just calories, we could take a group of people away for a month, have them all eat the same thing, exercise the same, and know exactly what they were going to lose. And we all know that doesn't work, because calories are one piece of the equation. Where they come from counts more than what they are. But ultimately, it's the message that's sending to your body. And what we now know about artificial sweeteners is they can tell your body to store fat, that they can cause calorie dysregulation, that they can make you crave more sweet. There's a variety of different mechanisms on how they mess stuff up.
Yes. And it's getting worse as the science continues in this arena.
Yeah, but they're still so, I mean, to me, the biggest one that's the worst of all is artificial sweeteners in children's foods.
Oh, yes.
That should just be illegal. I mean, as an adult, if you want to destroy your health, hey, man, you know, it's your choice. Although, wouldn't it be great if in your health insurance, you know, check these behaviors. Okay, I eat genetically modified foods and artificial sweeteners, and I'm not getting my sleep, and okay, I have to pay a higher health insurance rate because it's going to hurt you. I mean, let's be real, right?
Yeah, yes, there should be some onus for how you live your lifestyle and what our health insurance costs are. So we're going to carry on this conversation even further. If you've just tuned in with us, I'm Dana Lake, and this is The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from J.J. Virgin.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please do tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion on nutrition. We've been speaking with our guest, J.J. Virgin, on her New York Times bestseller book, Drop 7 Foods, Lose 7 Pounds, Just 7 Days. So give us the list again of the seven foods, and then let's talk about what they do to replace those foods.
So they are gluten, dairy, eggs, soy, corn, peanuts, sugar, and artificial sweeteners. And what I want to emphasize here, if you just panicked when I said those, is that what I have people do is just pull them out for 3 weeks. And at the beginning, I have you take a symptoms test of things that, again, I find so many people have just settled for. They just say, you know what, I have a headache in the afternoon. My energy drops. I have this gas and bloating, and they just think that's just normal. So I have you take the symptoms quiz that really helps you connect the dots here between food intolerance. Could I have food intolerance? Because these all are signs of food intolerance. And then, more importantly, and again, remember, it's 3 weeks. You can do anything for 3 weeks. So if you just decided, hey, I could do six of those seven, that's like sitting on seven tacks, pulling six away and sitting back down. It'll still hurt. They all have to go. But again, it's only 3 weeks. And what I do to make this so simple is I give you simple swaps so that if you've been putting, milk in your coffee every morning, just use some coconut milk. If you've been having pasta, have spaghetti squash or have quinoa pasta. So simple things that you can do so you don't miss those foods. And what I hear so often is at the end of 3 weeks, people feel so much better and they like the new foods because, let's face it, most of what we eat is just habit anyway. We got used to it, that they just switch over to it, and they don't want to switch back, even though at the end of 3 weeks what I have people do is take another symptoms test so they, again, can see how much different they feel. Because what I find with most people is they don't remember how crappy they felt. And then we take the top high-fi or high food intolerant foods week by week, and we have you just test them. And generally people know within the first hour if something works for them or, you know,
yes,
or not. We test it and we say, okay, let's figure out what works and what doesn't so we can really customize a diet for you for the long haul that works for you. And, you know, that's so much different than let's cut some calories and you can have a little bit of this, because it's empowering you to say which foods work for me, which don't. Because when you know that if you eat dairy, you break out, or you eat gluten, your joints hurt, you look at pizza in a whole different way, right?
Absolutely. It's no wonder people feel so poorly afterwards.
Right. You don't look at it and go, oh, I feel deprived. You look at it and go, I don't want to hurt for the next, you know, 24 hours. It's not worth it. And that's a very different approach, and it's so powerful when you connect the dots between what you're eating and how you feel and what you weigh. And an important message for all that, and one that makes me crazy, is this idea of everything in moderation. Because when you're eating foods that hurt you, a little bit creates a major problem, and it's that little bit every day that's having the issue. And, you know, in so many of the diets, they go, oh, you know, everything in moderation, you can have just a little bit of X. Well, we tend to crave the very foods that are hurting us. So first off, it's hard to have just a little bit. You know, a little bit of a sweetened thing is pretty tough. So people have a little bit more. I think it creates a very slippery slope, you know.
Yes.
And it just makes it hard. But when you have food intolerances, the little bit can set up a big problem. And again, these symptoms are things you've come to expect as normal and low grade, so you don't realize it. So, you know, let's blow up the moderation thing, because the moderation thing is silly and doesn't work.
That's an excellent point. And I always equate it to alcoholism. You know, just having a beer on Saturday night is not going to cut it when you have an addiction to alcohol. So,
right.
Give us some more tips on substitutes.
All my swaps, which I think are the most important thing, because if you don't have great swaps, you're going to get in trouble. I think the biggest thing that I have people do that I see the most success with is I have them replace their breakfast, and to start with actually two meals a day, but especially breakfast, because when you look at breakfast, most people are eating dessert for breakfast. They're having,
yes,
a muffin and a latte, right?
Yes.
In reality, a muffin's a cupcake, you know. So they're basically having a cupcake and a milkshake. So I have people start the day with a meal replacement shake, and I have them use a vegan protein blend. So things like pea, rice, hemp, chlorella, cranberry, those are all some of the different vegan protein powders. I like a blend because it's going to have a lower allergenicity profile, and also every single one of those tends to have something weird about it. So when you blend them, they taste better. 5 grams of added sweetener or not at the most. I can't stand agave. I am,
yes,
so anti-agave.
I agree.
What a joke, you know, what a joke, what a marketing hype that is, my goodness.
Well, we all got duped on that.
I mean, remember when we used to use crystalline fructose, thinking that was a good idea? So, you know, no straight fructose, no high fructose products. So if you just think of agave as worse than high fructose corn syrup, perfect way to think of it. So anything I use, 5 grams, no more than 5 grams of added sweetener, and then coconut or almond milk. Lately, my favorite thing to do is use a little avocado because it makes it like pudding. I like things thicker. And
mm-hmm.
raw cacao nibs because it makes it crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. So I have people start the day with a protein shake. You can throw in some kale or spinach. You don't even notice it. And then another thing that I like to swap out. So, you know, eggs are the big go-to protein. So, again, that's to me the easy solution for breakfast. I also like to carry, and Vital Choice does this really well, they have these aseptic-packed wild salmons. So if you've been using kind of eggs as your go-to easy protein, switch over to Vital Choice aseptic-packed wild salmon. It's just easy and easy to travel with. So,
good.
Yeah, I love that. Love, love, love that. Popcorn's another one I'm just going to pick on. I think it's so silly that we feed cows and pigs corn to fatten them up, and yet we're having Skinny Pop as our diet food. And again, when we move off of calories and look at popcorn, it's basically sugar, which means you eat it, drive up blood sugar, drive up insulin, lock the doors to your fat cells, you're not burning fat. So I'm not a big snacker fan anyway. I think people should be eating a good blend of clean, lean protein, healthy fats, slow, low carbs at each meal. And when they do that and drink lots of water and some green tea in between meals, they don't need to be eating every 2 hours. That's a snacking industry creation. If your blood sugar is that unstable that you need to eat every 2 hours, you either are not eating the right meals or you've got an adrenal or insulin problem that you need to fix, and you can.
Yes, and if you continue to eat the glycemic foods, the adrenal problems get worse.
Exactly.
They feed on each other. And most people aren't aware of that the adrenals are very important in stabilizing blood sugar. So I spend a lot of time talking about the adrenals with patients. So you've given some...
Good, we need to. That's the easiest way to tell if someone's got an adrenal problem, I think. It's like they eat normal, mm-hmm. their cholesterol looks good, and they've got this jacked up blood sugar for no reason.
Yes.
There you have it.
Yeah, not hard at all. And some of the other symptoms are fatigue and
sugar cravings,
frequent urination, and salt cravings, because the mm-hmm. adrenals like salt. So, yes, it's easy to pick them out walking in the door.
Yeah.
What else do you want to share with our listeners?
Oh, my gosh. How much time do I have?
I wish we had more time.
hours. Well, I think, just like I love fast fat loss, because the research is very clear that people who lose weight fast actually lose more weight and keep it off. I also like the idea of fast exercise. It's something I've been preaching for years. And even though the fastest way you can make a change in your health is what you eat, that is the single fastest way, and especially in weight loss, long-term, two strategies that must be in place, and it's cycle three in my book, that must be in place, are sleep and stress. I'm going to lump those together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not sleeping well, that's going to be a stressor on your body. And if you're stressed, you're probably not sleeping well. If I had to pick one thing overall, if someone said, I'm only going to do one thing you say to do, it would be to get your 7 to 9 hours of sleep consistently, high quality each night. That's how big of a deal it is to me. It's more important than anything else I can think of.
I agree with you, by the way, on that.
Thank you.
It's a nutrient. I tell people I have no supplement to replace your lack of sleep. It's a nutrient in and of itself.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, I love the research that shows you can eat well, you can exercise, but failure to get your 7 to 9 hours of recommended sleep each night puts you at risk for obesity.
Oh, yes.
So there. You know, so you can do everything else right, not sleep, and become insulin resistant, have adrenal problems, break down muscle, age fast, have no sex drive. So you can't pull it off. And people are always trying to look for a way to skirt around that. But the other one I love is fast exercise. And what I teach people to do is, number one, move more. You know, wear a pedometer and actually move more, but don't count that as exercise. We should be moving an hour every day as life. That should just be part of how we live our life. We've just gotten to be, more and more driven towards convenience. But that's really not exercise. For something to count as exercise, you need to get hot, you need to sweat, and it should hurt a bit. So I'm all about short, intense exercise. What I teach people to do is something called burst-style training, where you, let's say if you were used to being a walker, you'd start out with your walk, warm up for a couple minutes, then you'd go as hard and fast as you can for 30 to 60 seconds. For someone, that might be a power walk. For someone, that might be an all-out sprint. But it's something you can only do for 30 to 60 seconds, no more. Then you would walk it off and repeat until you acquire 4 to 8 total minutes of the hard stuff. And you can do that in a pool. You can do it on a bike. You can do it on stairwells. I mean, when I travel, stairwells are my gym. no one charges you to go in the stairwell. And no one's in there, by the way, either. It's always me, and every once in a while there's a confused hotel worker going, what are you doing in there? So that, and then resistance style training. And I tell the story of a gym I used to work out on, at, and you'd walk down a corridor, and there was two sides of glass on in the corridor. One side went to an aerobic cardio room, and one side went to the weight room. And, you know, for 3 years, I'd walk down this corridor, and I'd look in the cardio room at the people on the treadmills, literally reading books on the treadmill. I saw one person doing a crossword puzzle, and they never looked any better. And I thought, gosh, you come here all the time, and you look like you're slowly getting worse, aging more, gaining weight. You look in the weight room, and these people were not spring chickens. You know, I'm 50. These people were like 50 plus up to 80s, and they kept getting better and better. So,
this is great advice, and I want to spend more time on this specific issue with regard to weight in the next segment, our final segment.
Okay.
Just reminding you, though, for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from J.J. Virgin.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I co-host the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. And we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Now, our guest today is J.J. Virgin. We have talked about her bestseller, Drop 7 Foods, Lose 7 Pounds, Just 7 Days. She's had a remarkable experience on shows, including Dr. Phil, many, many others. A member of Mensa, 40 graduate courses, numerous certifications, And it's so nice to have you here, JJ. And since this is our last segment, I'll just let you wrap up the information with what you think's most important for our listeners.
Ah, well, we kind of got into some exercise bombs, which, you know, I love to say these things, and I realize I probably just completely rocked people's worlds because they're going, wait a minute, I just took up marathon training for weight loss. And I'm like, I can't think of anything that could be worse for your health, you know?
Yes.
So I say these things, and I think I get people completely perplexed.
Yes.
So I want to quantify that and qualify that. You know, just like we look at food as information, and we talked on the break about how we both are not calorie counting gals, it's really about the impact the food has on your body. And you want to make sure that you're telling your body to burn fat for energy, to be able to think straight, be happy, you know, slow down the aging process. I like to think of like reversing the aging process, all of those things. Exercise can do the same. And the challenge is the information out there still is, hey, if you want to lose weight, do a lot of aerobic training. And actually nothing could be further from the truth. And I noticed this way early on, just like, you know, I talked at the beginning that I started to realize that at the beginning I was taught in school, hey, eat less, exercise more. And I thought we were having people restrict their calories, restrict their fat, and do a lot of aerobic training, and it was not working. These people were getting worse. And I'm just glad I asked the question back then of like, huh, if this is not working, let's figure out what does work, right?
Yes.
And so when you look at this, you go, exercise is really about the information it's going to send to your body. You want exercise that says, hey, make my body a better fat burner all day long. Get me out of pain, get everything held in tighter. You know, when you look at resistance training, as we age, theoretically, we should be losing muscle because we're slowing down growth hormone. All of our hormones are going low, except for a lot of people, stress hormones. So we should be breaking down muscle, losing bone, becoming more insulin resistant. But none of those things have to happen, and that's what's so cool. Not any of them. And that's what's so critical for people to understand. Those are all able to be offset by sleep, stress management, good hormone balance, exercise, and diet. And for exercise, the key things that you do are, of course, just moving more throughout the day. But do not count that as exercise. Anytime you move, whether it's all-out exercise or walking down the street with your dog, they all count. But to make it count as clear exercise, it needs to be hot. You need to get hot. You should sweat, and it should hurt a bit. So there's two key things I have people do. One is burst-style training at least 3 times a week to accumulate at least 4 minutes of hard exercise. And if you can't do that, then you've got serious time commitment issues, right? And that would be something as simple as you're on a bike, you pedal easy for a couple minutes, and then you crank the tension, crank the RPMs, and push as hard as you can for 30 to 60 seconds till your thighs and lungs scream, and then sit down and pedal easy again for twice as long to recover and do it again until you've acquired 4 to 8 total minutes. You can do it on a bike, in a pool, dancing, jumping rope, all sorts of easy, you know, they're not easy, but easy options out there for you, running the stairs in the hotel. And then the other one is resistance-style training, things like push-ups and pull-ups and dips and squats, not where you're sitting at a gym at a machine strapped in, but free weight types of exercises that use your whole body so you don't have to think, oh, I have to go do core work. It's like, no, I just did core work. I squatted. That used my core. And that's more typical of things that I would do in everyday life. So big full body, big hard exercise stuff that uses everything because muscle's your metabolic Spanx. It holds everything in tighter, makes you look better naked, helps you become more insulin sensitive, requires more energy to be on your body, makes your bones stronger, etc. Both these types of exercise raise growth hormone and help with all the anabolic hormones, like not just growth hormone, but testosterone. And burst training helps your body handle stress better. And when you're doing things like long endurance training, lots of oxidative stress, very aging, whereas this is just the opposite. So when you look at this, you go, okay, it's much more time efficient. I'm going to see better results. It's going to offset the aging issues. It's going to help my body burn fat better. It's going to help my immune system, not hurt it, because we know endurance training hurts your immune system along with creating all that oxidative stress. And I can do it in minutes a day. I literally create it, and I'll give it free to your listeners at JJ's Fit Club, JJSFITCLUB. I have free 15-minute workouts that incorporate in burst training and resistance training that you can do anywhere. So you have no excuses to not do this.
That's excellent.
I hate excuses so much, they make me crazy.
Well, then let's give out your .com address. JJ.
Well, my easiest place to go find everything is jjvirgin.com. I have free training videos on the program. Actually, I had someone tell me, gosh, a couple years ago, someone wrote some Meanie Poo thing on Amazon. I've really learned not to look at these Meanie Poo things because, as you know, people are just haters out there for no reason. And her big slam was, you can get everything JJ does for free online. You don't need to spend, you know, $8 on the paperback book. I'm like, really?
That is funny.
Nasty gram on me. Wow. Okay. So I've tried to put every single thing out there in such bite-sized pieces that you can get into immediate action with to remove every single possible, you know, excuse as to why you can't do it. That's been my biggest goal, right?
Excellent. And, you know, what a favor you've done for many people, and I'm sure you've gotten all of the positive feedback. Well, let's wind up. You've talked about the exercise and the diet. Let's put it all in a capsule. So I like people to walk away from the show and be able to do something right then and there. So what is that something they can do as soon as they stop listening to the show?
Well, my biggest goal is for people to have listened to this and gone, okay, you talked about gas and bloating and joint pain and headaches, and that's me. And they start to get their hope back. They go, you know what, I can do this. It's just 3 weeks. All I need to do is pull these things out for 3 weeks and do this. I can do this. So that's my biggest goal whenever I'm talking to in these situations is to help people see that this is something they can do. You can do anything for 3 weeks. And to connect those dots and realize that, hey, it doesn't have to be this way, and it could be as simple as removing these foods. And I gave you simple swaps. And if you go to my website, I go through the 7 foods, and I go through exactly which foods you can substitute in. It's in the book. The book is really, you know, you can get the book in 2 days from Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And so very simple things to do. And I'd say just pick that to start with. Just pick that. You know, we can then get into exercise and deal with sleep and do, but focus on one thing and just make that decision that it's your time to do this. You can do this. And in 3 weeks, actually even just in a week, you're going to be in an entirely different place than you are right now. And how amazing is that?
And I think when they look at the things they have to avoid, there's probably a number of people who actually are avoiding some of those, but they haven't tried avoiding all 7.
And it's really all of them that make the difference. Because for me, a lot of those things have been pulled out of my diet already, but not all of them, you know. And whatever it is, it can be that you're only eating one of those things at this point. It could be you're just eating soy or just eating dairy and you've yanked the rest. That little bit, I had a little dairy every day. It was absolutely throwing me under the bus. So it doesn't have to be that you're eating all of those 7 every single day. I catch those people too. But for most people, they probably have 1 or 2 of those that really are huge in their diet. And they don't want to let them go. Right?
Well, that's great advice. And I look forward to getting more information. And for listeners, it's jjvirgin.com. And thank you, JJ, for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you. It's been fun talking with such a kindred spirit.
Oh, likewise. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. As our lives move forward, I am always reminded that every day is a new day and every minute a new minute, giving us opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. So please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
If your home or apartment was built before 1978, renovations can spread lead paint dust that can cause children 6 and under to grow up with behavior issues and even severe learning disabilities. That's why, if you're having work done, the EPA now requires that your contractor be Lead Safe certified. Don't let lead paint take away your child's future before it even begins. For a Lead Safe certified contractor in your area, visit www.epa.gov/getleadsafe or call 1-800-424-LEAD.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio and federalnewsradio.com.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. More than 1 million people are said to have signed up for health insurance through the federal government's website.